A person does not eat with his wife. He gives her food that she should eat by herself. The question is, how much food does he have to leave her per week? He should not give her less than two kavim of chitin. Yeah, so that amount is 48 beitzim for 16 sudas, which comes out each suda 3 beitzim worth of chitin. Yeah. How do you get to 16 sudas? You have 2 per day equals 14. And on Shabbos, even though you need another meal, that meal they eat together, those extra 2 sudas are for poor people to come. And then we'll stop by, should have a little bit extra to give them. Yeah. So once again, these 2 kavim of chitin or 4 kavim soyrim. If eating soyrim, then they would eat twice as much per meal. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Loi pasuk was soyrim. Rabbi Yosef says that you don't give twice as much soyrim as you do give chitin. Yeah. It says in the Gemara that Ella. Rabbi Shmuel Shahayu Samach LeEdon. Rabbi Shmuel is the one who said he gives twice as much soyrim because he lived near Edom and the soyrim over there were very poor quality and therefore he'd have to eat more in order to be satiated. The Noitin Loch Hafti Kav Kitnis, aside from that amount of wheat, you give a half a kav of kitnis, Chasi Loch Shemen, half a loaf of shemen, Kav Regis, his measure of dried figs. If he doesn't have figs or dates, figs, then he would give her other fruit to eat. So basically, it sounds like from here the basic chiv of mezainus was a vegetarian setup. It was grains and fruits. You see from here also that the shear of what we said gimel beitzen is not for the entire meal. The shear of the gimel beitzen is the chita, the bread of the meal, and aside from that you got other things to eat together with it. So again, for kviya suda, the person eats mezainis, so if he eats a shear of kviya suda, mezainis has to make hamoitzi. The question is, what's the shear of gimel sudas? So the more stringent thing is said that he eats the shear of gimel beitzim, but many opinions are makel, and this is the support of the makelim, that the shear of suda is gimel beitzim, is the bread part of the suda, but there are other dishes, so basically half is a mezainis is equivalent to a full meal. Yeah. Noitin lo mito mapas mafselis, he also, aside from giving her food, he gives her a place to sleep, which includes a bed and mapas and mafselis, different types of mats that you use. Nice and the keeper of Russia. You also give us a kerchief to cover her hair. Chagal Osnel, a belt, menalin, and he also gives her shoes. Limoyed lamoyed, every 3 times a year for the shalosh shugol, she gets new shoes. Yeah. It's a chiddush because the additional from Pesach to Sukkot is a long time. From Pesach to Shavuot is only 7 weeks. Even so, to misamecher on the regular, you would buy her new shoes. The kelim shel chamishim zuz mishana l'shana, and they give her garments that are worth 50 zuz, 50 dinarim per year for clothing. Did not have a very big budget for clothing. He should not give her new garments in the summer because the newer garments are thicker as you wear them, they thin out, and not the worn out ones in the rainy season. He gets these nice kelim with a nice thick cotton or wool, whatever it is, in the winter season, by the time it comes summertime, it's already become summer garment because it gets worn out, again, the material gets thinner. Hashvakim shelo, after he finishes using it, the leftover garment is hers. She doesn't have to return it to him.